Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
I'm Alan Stanford, and welcome to Lear in Longford. I mentioned in previous programmes a couple of words that are constantly repeated and developed through the play, the word nothing. How Lear has to become nothing, how Edmund starts from nothing. There's another word that begins to develop as the play goes on, and it's the word nature, how one behaves, what is one's nature. Lear has to discover his own true nature. Gloucester has to discover his own true nature. Edmund is behaving in the way of his true nature. This theme starts to develop itself again from this point onwards in the play, once Gloucester is blind. He's thrown out. He's literally thrown out of the castle, blind with nothing. No possible way to survive. Even his servants are afraid to help him because of what might happen to them. And by sheer chance, once he's thrown out of his castle, who's out there but this poor beggar man, Mad Tom, who happens to be his own son, Edgar, who he now knows to have been honest and regrets that he ever threw out. But it's one of those wonderful ironies in the play that at the moment when Gloucester most needs the son who loves him, he's there waiting for him in disguise. And Edgar keeps up that disguise because he understands that to reveal himself at this point would probably break his father's heart. We're going to get a demonstration of the true love of a son for his father, having seen the way that Edmund behaved, which was a demonstration of true hate.
Is it a beggar man?
Madman and beggar too.
He has some reason, else he could not beg. In the last night's storm, I such a fellow saw, which made me think a man a worm. My son came then into my mind, and yet my mind was then scarce friends with him. I have heard more since. As flies to wanton boys are we to the gods. They kill us for their sport.
Now that's a very important line. As flies to wanton boys are we to the gods. They kill us for their sport. Gloucester has really reached the point of absolute despair. Everything he believed in, everything that really mattered to him, has been wiped out. His belief in the king and his position in the world, his belief in authority, his belief in justice, his belief in decency, it's all gone. And he looks upon the gods now that he once obeyed as being cruel beyond measure. As flies to wanton boys are we to the gods. They kill us for their sport. He's reached rock bottom when it comes to a sense of self-belief or belief in the system.
How should this be? Bad is a trade that must play fool to sorrow, angering itself and others. Bless thee, master.
Is that the naked fellow?
Aye, my lord.
Then prithee, get thee away. If for my sake thou wilt overtake us, hence a mile or twain, in the way toward Dover. Do it for ancient love. And bring some covering for this naked soul, which I'll entreat to lead me.
Alack, sir, he is mad.
'Tis the time's plague when madmen lead the blind.
And there you have another. 'Tis the time's plague when madmen lead the blind. Things have got so bad that that's all we're left with. Madmen leading the blind.
Do as I bid thee, or rather do thy pleasure. Above the rest, be gone.
I'll bring him the best apparel that I have, come on to what will.
Sirrah, naked fellow.
Poor Tom's a cold, I cannot dob it further.
Come hither, fellow.
And yet I must. Bless thy sweet eyes, they bleed.
And at that point, Edgar, the decent loving son, looks into his father's face and sees that the eyes are gone. Bless thy sweet eyes, they bleed. He now knows, he sees his father as the ultimate victim. And he knows that only he can now help him. He has no other hope. He sees his father's despair in those lines that I mentioned, as flies to wanton boys. 'Tis the time's plague. He sees that his father has reached the rock bottom and that he's ready to die, that he's ready to just give up. And that's exactly what Gloucester will try to do. From this point on, he'll try to die. In that scene, we had Jonathan Coppinger as Edgar. We had Caoimhe Donoghue as The Servant, and Colin Smith read Gloucester. A little round of applause.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.